Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
My honey, my baby, don't put my love upon no shelf. She said, don't give me no lines and keep your hands to yourself.
Two sleeps until Bruins Maple Leafs, and we'll talk about that with Mike Milbury coming up in 15 minutes at 8:20, and then the Red Sox front office report with Sam Kennedy at 9 on this morning's show. But right now, back to Courtney and the rest of today's news.
Another tough one for Joe Biden. Some questions about a story that the president told twice yesterday. This story was about his uncle possibly being eaten by cannibals after his...
Recently? Are there a lot of cannibals around?
World War II. His plane was shot down in World War II. Okay. The issue is that the Pentagon's records show that the plane was not shot down during World War II. It had to ditch into the ocean for other reasons.
Okay.
We can hear what President Biden had to say.
All right.
And my uncle, they called him Ambrose, Brosie, they called him Bozy. My uncle Bozy was a hell of an athlete. They tell me when he was a kid, he flew those single engine planes as reconnaissance over war zones. And he got shot down in New Guinea. And they never found the body because there used to be there were a lot of cannibals for real in that part of New Guinea.
That's giving me like Cannibal Lecter
vibes.
Cannibal Lecter. It worked, actually.
Okay, well, I mean, I guess
he's full-on old grandpa.
I know. It's sad to watch.
It really is.
Got like four stories that he's got from like different parts of his life trying to, and they're all like intertwined into one.
Now, do you suffer from potential cannibal anxiety? Like, are you ever worried that you're going to be eaten by cannibals, or is that something that's off the table?
That's really not on my list of worries. It could be added now that you bring it up. I showed Greg a video when we were on our way to the Red Sox game the other day of President Biden being asked about what's going on in the Middle East right now, and he was mid trying to get a lick of his ice cream cone and unfortunately had to stop to answer the question while he held this vanilla ice cream cone.
He loves ice cream.
Yeah, it's...
I mean, who doesn't?
If you want to see an all-time Biden video, see the one where he talks about how he had a full scholarship to law school and then they do this like live checking of it where everything he said was inaccurate. He didn't have a full scholarship. He didn't finish in the top half of his class, but it's like, and he plagiarized there. But other than that...
He's technically not supposed to be here.
Yeah, he's an old man.
Well, you get confused about that. It happens to me.
Right.
Carbon.
Carbon.
All right.
Creepy story up next.
The Greg Hill Morning Show presents...
You think I am a creepy guy?
How creepy is it?
It was probably the creepiest thing I've ever seen.
Can I put the camera in the lady toilet?
And it's kind of creepy, which is nice.
Back up, you creep.
An elementary school volunteer in Greenville, North Carolina, was arrested on Monday after upskirting at a local Target. 21-year-old Thomas Elliott, if you're watching on Twitch, you can see him.
Did you see this video?
Yeah, it is.
It was all over the social meds.
Yep.
And rightly so.
Mm-hmm.
Guy is just standing behind this woman in Target, and she's bent over looking at something on the shelves.
Yep.
He goes behind her.
Yep.
Puts his phone on the floor. Another person is filming the whole entire thing.
Yes.
What the hell?
I mean, it's brazen perversity.
Correct. And
in public.
Right.
Okay.
And when the police arrested him, this 21-year-old, they are now going through his phone to make sure that there are no photos of minors on it as an elementary school volunteer. We can hear from the victim speaking with WITN.
I'm not sure that I have this cut.
Okay. Courtney, is it on the...
Cut 10.
Cut 10?
Got it. Here we go.
There is literally only 4 people working right now, and I'm going to somehow have to close out 24 registers, guest services, and self-checkout. I'm like one of the only people that knows how to do it. There's still no register.
That's the wrong cut. I don't think that's the victim.
It's a bad day for me, you guys.
No,
I'm sorry.
Courtney, it's not a bad day.
No, I've been bad all morning, and I am sorry for ruining your show.
You haven't been bad at all.
No, I am. I have been. I was saying that it was the Red Sox series finale with the Guardians. They've got a game today at 1:35. I'm sorry.
You have not ruined the show. You make the show so much better.
I'm sorry. The issue was it was a cut from yesterday's news sheet, and I'm sorry. I should have. Shine, that is totally on me, and I'm sorry.
I have the proper cut, if you'd like it.
Yeah.
I would love that. Sorry.
No, we're all fine. Let's all start over from here.
Yeah, quick reset button. Here's the cut.
Boom.
So I decided to get up and scoot over, and then at this point, I really was not focusing on what I was trying to buy anymore. I was more just so distracted by him still lingering in the area. No matter how much you try to think that you're going to be prepared for it, it kind of throws you through a loop when it actually happens.
Damn.
I mean, somebody should have knocked the dude out.
Right. Well, what is he saying? Because I'm watching the video now, and it looks like whoever was filming
He says he's denying that he was upskirting when he put the phone right down by her nether region. Like, I mean, it's...
Oh, my God.
It's so ridiculous. It's so sick. And it happens, I guess, a lot.
It happens on... There was a guy on Newberry Street a few summers ago that was on...
An upskirter?
Yeah.
All right, what's next?
According to the U.S. Department of Energy, Massachusetts, Curtis, is the 5th worst state when it comes to the longest commutes.
Oh. So for everybody... let's get the green czar on this.
Yeah. So Brian Sweat has his work cut out for him when it comes to carbon emissions.
Can I guess, there's only 4 other cities in America?
This is states.
Or states. Okay, so I'm going to guess... I'm going to guess New York.
Yep, number one.
That's number one.
Pennsylvania.
Nope.
California.
You said Washington, D.C. Is that included in there as a district?
Correct.
Okay.
I would put D.C. that in the top 5.
Cali?
Yeah.
Nope.
Okay.
New Jersey.
Oh, good one. Yep.
Georgia.
Nope. Maryland.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, it's probably Maryland. It's probably people trying to get to Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
I would say, yeah.
Yep.
Well, does it say that how long it is?
It just says 33.2 minutes was the...
additional time that you wait?
Yeah.
So you're adding... Massachusetts adds every single day 30 minutes to what your normal commute should be.
Correct.
That seems light for me.
Outside of healthcare and our kids learning, that should be the sole focus of the elected officials in this state. The theft of 33 minutes a day from everybody's ability to live their life because of their desire to impose some green lifestyle that will never succeed.
Wouldn't it technically too be like an hour? Because isn't it just 33 minutes one way? Or is that accounting
for commute time? So I would assume that's both ways.
Okay.
Damn.
Awful.
Okay.
We have the dumbest of the day.
Stop being dumb.
And now, this woman is stone cold dumb.
I'm a dumbass.
The dumbest of the day.
Try again, dumbass.
Okay, we listened to everything that happened yesterday, Curtis, and we have determined that this may have been the dumbest of the day.
So this is a broader issue that I try and fight on this show. We go to Montgomery County, I believe this is Alabama. A local high school student will miss out on senior prom after getting suspended. Any guesses as to what would cause a senior from getting suspended?
The dress code violation.
Good guess, not the cause.
Drinking.
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 I'm right here, not the cause.
Violent assault of a teacher.
That would be a great reason for it. Nope, but this was...
What is sex with a teacher?
No, that's actually supported these days. Okay. That's normal in school. But I would say very similar to an assault on a teacher would be to do something that inflict harm on a teacher, which is what this student did. She brought in corn chips.
Ooh.
and there is a strict no corn policy at this school because a teacher at this school is allergic to corn.
Oh.
If ever there was a story that screamed our world today in 2024,
wow.
It is an entire school forced to change their dietary habits so that one teacher doesn't have an allergic reaction, wow. As opposed to maybe finding a different occupation where your issues with corn are not therefore on everybody else. This student wants to go to the prom. She can't go to the prom because she didn't realize that it wasn't like corn on the cob. She thought a corn chip was different, not the craziest thing in the world, and she's being punished.
She doesn't get to go to her prom because she wanted a delicious bugle.
Oh.
I mean, if you I love a bugle.
Me too.
And I don't know.
Is bugle considered a corn chip?
I think it is.
I don't know what they're made of.
Fritos are corn chips. I think bugles are also.
Right. Yeah.
I would argue that bugles are better than Fritos.
Oh, they are corn chips.
How dare you?
Top five corn chips?
No, all day long, bugles are better than corn chips.
No way. Fritos are so much better.
Corn chips?
Why don't you stick to your diet barbecue chips that you claim to be eating over there?
They're crisps. Thank you. Not chips. Never claimed they were chips.
They're crisps. I'm allowed 1.5 per day.
I'm allowed one bag, yeah.
I feel like there's no corn chip flavors.
Do you spread the bag out over the whole day?
No, Greg. It's designed at my specific snack time.
And let's just work with this school.
Like I'm a kindergartner.
What is your specific snack time?
I have time, so I have to eat breakfast when I wake up. So like between 4:30 and 5, I have to, or like within an hour after I wake up, then I have to eat at 8:15 to 8:30. Then I eat again around noon, and then I eat it around 3:30, and then around 6:30.
Wow.
Okay, I that is a lot of information.
Hey, he asked.
Do you refer to Olivia as a snack?
No.
Oh. Greg, this entire situation, right?
Yeah.
Shouldn't there have to be some premeditated desire to inflict harm on the teacher? In other words, if this is a kid that's like chucking potato corn chips at the guy, I understand the suspension.
Hit him in the eye.
Right, like, oh, you will never touch this. But like, this girl just brought a snack to school, didn't put the connotation between corn and a corn chip together. Can't say I would probably have done the same.
Yeah.
And you're banning her from a prom?
That's
just
crazy.
Horrendous. The poor thing.
I mean, that's all like right. When you go on a plane and one person has a peanut allergy, so nobody can get a peanut. Like, why are we living our world like, I can't drink. It's okay. I don't want other people to be unable to drink. Like, I'm the one with the problem. I have to change, not the rest of the world.
All right, well, that is the dumbest of the day. Thank you, Curtis.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Great job on the news today, Courtney.
Oh, well, it could have been better, and I'm sorry.
No, really...
And I'm sorry to Red and Blue for you and Twitch. He's saying it's sad that I think that Biden is sad. I don't know. He said that Biden was clearly told that story growing up, and he's not lying, so I'm sorry.
Yeah, he's an
old
man.
Well, didn't he say that he went and looked for him?
Yeah.
I mean, I hate to argue because I don't care.
Yeah.
Like, personally, I wish my, you know, I've said this a billion times. Is there anybody else that could run for president other than these two? But that being said, he went on in the story to say that he went to New Guinea.
Okay.
I think in his case, it was actually Old Guinea.
Old Guinea.
Before it was New Guinea.
All right.
And he said he looked for him because he was eaten by cannibals.
I was told to stop drinking the Curtis Kool-Aid, so I gotta relax.
It's that time of year.
Yeah, I mean, I love how everything is the election. Like,
no, you know how it is.
Some deranged nut drives to and does some act on behalf of Satan, and it's like, oh, well, election's coming up. What are you talking about? What does that have to do with the election? Oh, my God. It's just politics, people. We all will survive. It's okay.
Well, the guy hates Satan must be a Trumper.
Orange man told him to. Would have never happened when Mitt was around, even though you said that Mitt was just as bad, which is how you ended up with Trump, but that's for a different day.
Oh, you voted for him.
I hope we can all get through the next 3 or 4 months and be kind to each other. That's my hope for this
because
world.
You got to figure... Whenever the next 3 or 4 months is going to be all over the place, and then whoever the new president is... I mean, come on.
It's going to be the same thing.
We're going to be right back where we all started.
All right. Well, coming up, we'll talk to Mike Milbury as the Bruins get ready for round one, on Saturday night at 8. By the way, should have a segment on the show tomorrow if he's willing to do it. There are some new playoff food offerings at the Boston Garden.
All right.
And they're going to introduce them today to the media. I thought we might be able to send Jackson over there to give him a try.
Oh.
And maybe he can do a special report on the show tomorrow.
I think that's a great idea.
All right. So Mike Milbury joins us next right now. Courtney with what is trending this hour.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Leonard Hair Transplant Associates. The Red Sox get a win over the Guardians 2-0, the final from Fenway. Tanner Houck tossed a complete shutout, the first by a Sox pitcher at Fenway since 2017. Over 94 pitches for Tanner Houck, and he joined Joe and Will on the Nissan Red Sox postgame show last night.
Yeah, I you know, we keep preaching, and we've preached it since day one of spring training of strike one, strike two, and, you know, that's what we're trying to do every time we go out there. And, you know, with that being said, it just is going to happen that way whenever you pound in the strike zone, going right after guys.
You deserve a car that thrills you, and Nissan's got an exciting full line that'll put goosebumps on your goosebumps. Experience the thrill for yourself. Shop your local Nissan store, NissanUSA.com today. Some bad news for Garrett Whitlock. He's headed to the 15-day IL with the slight left oblique strain from Tuesday's game. Another one with the Guardians today at Fenway. 1:35 first pitch. You can hang out with Christian Arcan at 12:35 for the MassMutual pregame show. And then Joe Castiglione and Will Fleming have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and, as always, on the Odyssey app.
What a long week for the midday show. Monday, 10 minutes. Today, 2 hours. It's
tough pretty week. Good if you can get it.
Not bad.
And really, when you think about it, you have some legendary television and, in some cases, radio broadcasters who are saying farewell.
Right.
And Joe is still standing.
Still holding on.
So this week saying, you know, when playoffs are done for the Bruins, saying goodbye to Jack Edwards.
Mike Gorman, that's it, right?
This is Mike Gorman's last run. John Sterling, Yankees announcer, is done. And so you can enjoy Joe. You can continue to enjoy the Hall of Famer on the Odyssey app every single Red Sox game, or most Red Sox games.
Ow! Ow! Ow!
Sorry, John.
And we're one step closer to finding out who the Celtics will have on Sunday. The Heat will host the Bulls tomorrow night, with the winner of that matchup getting Boston. Jimmy Butler did go down with an apparent knee injury. He's set for an MRI. The Bruins will kick off the postseason on Saturday with the Maple Leafs in town. That's an 8 p.m. puck drop. And that was brought to you by Dr. Matthew Lopresti at Leonard Hair Transplant Associates, the hair doctor of Brian Scalabrini and Christian Fourier at 1-800-GET-HAIR. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
And I'm going to arm Jackson with several brand new Boston cream yodels from Drake's Cakes. And if they're not on the new menu for the playoffs, they should be, because those things are delectable.
I was thinking, if you want, of asking the Playwright people if they would create some kind of a special basic brunch dessert.
Ooh.
Using the Boston cream yodels for Sunday, Curtis. Wow.
Well, Kennedy's Ice Cream in Melrose already has a special, thanks to the discussion of yodels on this show, the Boston cream ones, so I would be happy to try it. But I would tell you, it's going to be difficult to try and replicate just what the actual yodel tastes like. Like, I mean, they're already perfect, but I would absolutely try whatever the Playwright would put together.
Speaking of perfect, I can't believe this timed out this way. Like, basic brunch has turned into a Celtics game one watch brunch.
Yes.
I'm so excited for Sunday.
Very, very excited.
So please join us. Me, Courtney, Curtis.
Boston Cream Yodels.
Wiggy. There's tickets still available. Not many left.
Mm-hmm.
We want to fill that place up with Green Teamers on Sunday.
Fill it up.
All right. 1 o'clock start.
Yeah.
We'll be there at 12. Just go to thegreghillfoundation.org. You can get a booth. I think there's booths available. So grab, if you have, hopefully you have at least three friends.
Yep.
And join us on Sunday.
46 degrees and cloudy, afternoon high of 50.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Round one of the Stanley Cup playoffs get underway for the Boston Bruins and the Maple Leafs on Saturday night. And to talk about that this morning, it is Mike Milbury, brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh by findmassmoney.gov, by Time Out Market, Boston's best eating and drinking destination in the Fenway, all under one roof, timeoutmarket.com, and by John Sewer, the name to know when your drains don't flow. And he joins us this morning on the Harbor One Hotline. And Mike, it's been a long regular season, but we are finally there. Good morning.
Good morning. And you know what? I'm sort of curious to hear from you on this issue. What happened to your testicular fortitude? I mean, Fourier is now telling you to get off at 7:54 or 9:54. Yeah, and Wiggy's over there watching the clock. What's the matter with you people? You can't be that meek and mild, can you?
I'm trying to be a leader in the locker room. I mean,
how many Marconis does that show have?
I mean, to hang around, but they kicked me out.
Wiggy, I know your gig. You're just trying to get out of there early. That's all.
And I'm just the woman on the show, Milbury, so you know, no one listens to me.
I listen to you, Courtney.
I know.
Yeah, I do.
You're the best.
Yeah. What happened to this girl that can't go to the prom because of a bugle?
Yeah. would you prefer Fritos to bugles or the other way around?
I'm not that familiar. I like a good Wise potato chip, but. You know, one of the things that I would like about inviting someone to the prom was making sure she liked to munch on a bugle.
Okay.
My Lord. I mean,
prom time.
Thank God this is not NBC. Or you'd be.
Yeah, you know what?
We're like the Pat McAfee show in Boston. That's what somebody said.
I'm blushing.
And by the way, Shime, I got to figure out, can you give me a list of the words that I can use and not use?
Well,
like,
not that.
I mean, I feel like a band in Boston.
You didn't dump out of the bugle thing, did you?
You have to.
What?
What?
Yes.
Really?
I am defending Shime on that one.
Wow.
1,000%.
We talk about transgender things in the third grade now, and we can't do that? And
I mean,
I'm confused.
I would say that Twitch got to hear it.
They sure did.
Stream.
Twitch is uncensored.
Twitch remains uncensored. All right.
Who's doing the censoring, by the way?
That'd be the government.
It's true. Yes.
That's the FCC, I believe.
The license we have to broadcast on this very radio station.
I believe it's Joe Biden.
Don't get him going. Hey, listen, don't get him going. He'll be on chemtrails next,
Curtis. Oh, my God. What do you think about the goalie rotation?
Well, is
no,
there
wait.
One?
Wait, Mike.
Yes.
Do you think the massive storm in Saudi Arabia is caused by cloud seeding?
It's not at my level. I can't. I don't know. I mean, it's everything that goes on in the Middle East is a little alarming to me.
All right. I thought it was a man-made rain machine that they had up there.
All right. Anyway, Curtis is right. You're Jim Montgomery, and you got to start a goaltender on Saturday night. Who is it?
I've told you from the beginning that I'm a Swayman guy. You know, I know Allmark has had a good season again, and there's no reason to second guess the coach going with Allmark. But I prefer Swayman's attitude. He's got a little bit of swagger. You know, I saw Allmark being interviewed after the game, the last game of the season they lost, and it just didn't seem like it bothered him at all. It's just like it's kind of maybe it's a Swedish thing or something. But I like a guy with a little more fire, I guess is the right word. And I see that in Swayman, and I don't see it as much in Allmark. But I can't argue with a coach that says, you know, look at the records. The records are almost identical. Save percentage, wins, losses, that kind of stuff. So it's his feel. He's in the locker room a lot more than I am, and he's got the right to make the call. In fact, that's his job. So I'll go with what I would not want to. I would not want to have a rotation. I'd like to have a second goaltender that I could call on if things went bad, but I don't. I'd rather just get with my guy. But that hasn't been the case for two full seasons.
But he left it. He left the door open. That to me is wildly interesting. Is what happens? Who starts Saturday, and then what happens in game two? And it's a big decision when it comes to Jim Montgomery. He's left it open both ways. So we'll see what happens. Yes, Courtney.
Well, I was just gonna say, don't you think that Montgomery's kind of doomed if he does and doomed if he doesn't when it comes to the goalie situation, whether he chooses to go with a rotation or not? This is a guy who's kind of set up for failure unless they advance.
Right. Coaches are always going to take the heat after a loss and after last season's great run and then the flop of a finish and this season's great regular season run. There's a little more heat on him, and so the pressure is going to be on him to make the right decisions. But it seems to me, if you look back at last year, they went the whole season with a rotation. The playoffs arrive, and the rotation ceases, and they wind up losing in the seventh game, and neither goaltender looks good after that run because they were put in positions. Maybe Ullmark was hurt a little bit. Swayman going into the seventh game under a lot of pressure, not having played in 10 or 12 days. So, yeah, the pressure's on the goaltender and the pressure's on the coach, but it's always been that way. And it's going to be interesting to see how this another Toronto matchup really works itself out, because I think they've got some great offensive weapons. But they're vulnerable in the back end, although their goaltending has been better than in recent years. So it's not going to be an easy matchup for them. I mean, there's a lot of things to worry about from an offensive perspective from Toronto.
What worries you most about them?
Well, Austin Matthews, but Marner's right there too, and Nylander can score, and Tavares has still got some juice in the tank. So I think that the multiple offensive weapons are to be worried about. And let's face it, Boston has relied on their goaltenders to make big saves rather than a structured defense. It's been looser than it should be, and it's been that way all year long.
Question for you on the Subaru of New England text line. Do you think they purposefully tanked the last couple of games so they get to start with the Leafs?
No, I've been around the sport a long time. There's only been one team, and I wasn't with them. It was Pittsburgh that I think tanked it to get to Mario Lemieux, which was probably a wise decision. But I don't believe that I've been around a team ever that's purposefully tanked a game. And they may have not been interested. They may have been lackluster. They may have not been prepared. There may have been a lot of things. But I've never been around a team that has intentionally tanked a game. I mean, talked about it, looked at it and said, we better lose this one. It's not in their DNA. But they were horse poop for the last two games.
Mike,
can I say that, Shine?
Yeah.
Is that okay?
That one's allowed. That one's okay.
That one's good, Shine.
Mike, nailed it.
You've been on that bench before as a coach. What's the, I would say, like the most difficult thing, you know, for a guy like Montgomery who had a disappointing playoff run last year, now comes into it with a team that, you know, expectations are, you know, all over the place. What do you think is in his mind that he might be thinking about? He doesn't want to run into what happened to him last year in this team.
You know, I guess probably he's going to be thinking about the goaltending situation more than anything. I mean, everybody else is, and why wouldn't he be? And he hasn't positioned himself to pick a number one goaltender. So that's weighing heavily on his mind, and it's got to be weighing heavily on the goaltender's mind. I don't like it, but it's the way it is. But what he's got to be thinking about is, you know, he can't be thinking about last year. He's got to be looking at this as, how do I deal with the strength of Toronto's team down the middle? That is their strength. They've got some quality centers, and they've patched it together with Zaka and Coyle, And that has to be a concern. So I guess it'd be goaltending and how do I match up these guys down the middle? I have to put the right guy, Coyle, against whomever he thinks is right. I don't know if that's Matthews or if it's Tavares, but it's going to be a concern down the middle.
Mike Milbury is our guest. We were talking yesterday, the day before, about the goal scoring struggle of Brad Marchand of late. Is there anything that you see there, or is Curtis loves the term puck luck? Is that just a puck luck thing when it comes to Marchand?
You know, I think it's a mid-30s thing. You know, they're in good position. They're in the playoffs. They've been cruising here for a while. I mean, they got up to play Pittsburgh because it was an important game for Pittsburgh, and it was a national TV game. And that's the only one of the one game out of the last four that they were able to summon the interest in and play pretty well. I just think when you get to be that age, sometimes it's just, you know, some games are just not worth it. And that's sad to say, because, you know, when it comes to Marchand, almost every game you want to see him do his thing. You want to see him get involved. You want to see him muck it up and cause some trouble. But when he gets to that stage of your career and he's on the 16th or 17th hole, it's you find yourself maybe not being quite as committed. And I think that'll change once they drop the puck on Saturday.
Mike, can fans take any comfort in knowing that the first two games that they saw the Maple Leafs this season, it took a shootout in overtime, and then the two matchups in March, they took care of them easily, like that they maybe figured out the Maple Leafs throughout the season?
I think that's a dangerous way to approach this series. And by the way, it's a great series. I mean, the two Florida teams matching up is tremendous. I think it's Washington and the Rangers, and they got an original six-team matchup in this one. But I don't think you can think about the past, either in terms of what happened during the regular season or in terms of what happened over the last 10 years or so when they've played the Leafs three times. It's a whole new set of circumstances heading into the first game. First game tone set is really what I'd be concerned about. Find out where their weaknesses are, attack their weaknesses, make sure you're on top of it going into the series, and make that first impression a lasting one and get them on their heels early.
Mike, as someone who was in the position that Don Sweeney currently has for many years in the NHL, how much do you think the attempt to trade Ullmark was a way to save his coach from what he's about to deal with?
I don't think that it had anything to do with saving him. I think it probably had to do with patching a hole somewhere else and realizing that in all likelihood they're not going to be able to keep both goaltenders going forward, that Swayman is going to want to get the lion's share of the work and the lion's share of the dough, or so would Ullmark, although Ullmark might be happy just right where he is. But I think there was the realization that this was not going to work going forward for other reasons. And I think, you know, he unfortunately wasn't able to complete the task, and I think it is unfortunate that he couldn't complete the task for a number of reasons. One, he's going to face it again in the off season, and two, it could have maybe, you know, found some way to make a difference in his lineup that could make a difference during this postseason. But it is what it is. But I don't think he was he certainly wasn't under duress to make the deal. It's must be a weird thing in that locker room for Ullmark to know, and the other guys to know, that he was out there and they were trying to deal him.
They did deal him, but just
he
vetoed it.
That's right. They vetoed him, but he vetoed it. And I've never been in that circumstance when that's been public knowledge. It has to be very uncomfortable for a lot of people, but I don't think this is going to last. It just doesn't seem realistic.
But as a minimum, doesn't that tell you that Don Sweeney doesn't believe that the two-goalie system is required, that he doesn't think that that's why they've had their success?
You could make that conclusion, but I think he's not saying that. Clearly, the two-goaltender system has worked for two seasons, regular seasons, and it hasn't been tried in the postseason, so you don't know for sure whether it's worked or going to work or not. But I don't think he was forced into that situation where they had to make a decision about the two goaltender situation being viable or not. I think it was just the realistic approach that he's not going to be able to keep both of them going forward.
All right, Mike. Well, it is finally playoff hockey time, and we will talk to you the whole way through on this show. Thanks for joining us this morning.
All right, Shime. Send me that band in Boston list, will you?
You got
words.
It.
Okay, thank you.
That is Mike Milbury. Mike Milbury on a what, Shime?
I believe, Greg, that would be a, what is it, a Bruins Thursday?
Yeah. Bruins Thursday here. All right. Oh, go Bees. Well, oh, we got to get to that emergency. How creepy is it, Curtis?
Oh, my God. And it's actually gotten better. The person who is at the center of this has issued a long column apologizing.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll get to that coming up next.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Coming up at 9, the Red Sox front office report with Sam Kennedy. 1 week from tomorrow, it is roadshow number one, third season of roadshows. And we begin in Brattleboro, Vermont at the Stone Church 1 week from tomorrow. Can't wait to see you guys. First time that we are going to the great state of Vermont. Night before, we'll be just down the road in New Hampshire at the Poorhouse in Keene for our
draft night,
our unofficial draft night party.
Yep.
So I hope you'll come out there as well. I don't think I mentioned it yet, but I have locked down a Miller mystery local legend specifically for Courtney Cox for the Rhode Island Roadshow. You are obsessed, capital O. You're going to be apoplectic, is that the word?
You nailed it.
When it comes to this mystery guest that I have for the Rhode Island show for you.
All right, I'm going to say it, Taylor Swift.
No.
She do have a house out there.
You're going to lose your mind. Anyway, full road show schedule available on our social media, The Greg Hill Show, WEEI, on Instagram. It's on X, too, I would assume, Courtney?
Yes, on X. It's pinned at the top of X.
Okay.
So.
All right. So I hope you'll join us. We added a couple road shows this road show season, and we'll be out and about all the way through the near the end of June. But right now, we got to get to this.
The Greg Hill Morning Show presents...
You think I am a creepy guy?
How creepy is it?
It was probably the creepiest thing I've ever seen.
Can I put the camera in the lady toilet?
And it's kind of creepy, which is nice.
Back up, you creep.
Okay, Curtis. Issue yesterday when it came to a question that was asked of Caitlin Clark.
So, Caitlin Clark was introduced as the top pick of the Indiana Fever. WNBA Fever has gripped the nation. And a reporter, columnist, Greg Doyle, who is at the Indianapolis Star. People that are listening to this show right now remember him for his absolutely insane... I think he said that Tom Brady should have been suspended for life from the NFL. I'm not even kidding. Like, yes. He lost his mind with Deflategate because right. It was, of course, Patriots, Colts, all that.
Yeah. He's kind of a dink.
He is a dink with a capital D.
Yeah.
And yesterday, he did what he seems to do always, which is make himself the story and irritate those around him. This is the back and forth with Caitlin Clark and Greg Doyle yesterday.
Hi, Caitlin. Greg Doyle, Indy Star. Real quick, let me do this.
You like that?
I like that you're here. I like yeah, that you're here.
I do that at my family after every game, so.
Okay, well, let's cool. Start doing it to me, and we'll be able to get along just fine. So.
Oh, my God. He did the.
The hot, like, isn't that what she does, like, her yeah. hot yeah. hand signal there? Yeah.
And so he writes a column today, I'm sorry. I was part of the problem. He leads the column with, I'm devastated to realize I'm part of the problem. I screwed up Wednesday during my first interaction with Caitlin Clark. What happened was the most me thing ever. In one way, I'm sort of known locally for having awkward conversations with people before asking brashly controversial questions. I've done this for years with people like Chuck Pagano, Frank Reich, and Shane Steichen. No idea who that is. Notice something about those names? They're all men.
Yeah.
That's not the issue. But he's missing the point.
Right.
That's what's bothersome for any woman who's watching this. The thing is, it's very nice that he has conversations with somebody, playful conversations before doing an interview. That's a pretty basic thing that you're taught in college to mm-hmm. have somebody at ease before you start asking them questions. That's not the issue. It's the way he handled this compared to if he handled any other male counterpart. That is the issue. The way he spoke to her, the way he...
Lightweight flirting with her.
Well, yeah, but it was also like, oh, and if you do that to me,
We'll be just fine. What a dink.
Like, why does Caitlin Clark care what you have to say?
Right.
Or think about her, or what you're going to write? She doesn't give an F.
What a jerk. Has the apology been accepted? But if I were Caitlin Clark, I wouldn't accept his apology.
Probably has.
But instead of writing a column listing your resume, how about you just do I'm sorry?
Right.
Yeah.
What is your conversation with anybody else have to do with the fact that you did something in this moment that was wrong? Like, it doesn't matter if Chuck Pagano likes the fact that you're weird, which I doubt he does, and I doubt you're as famous as you think you are. But in this case, don't profit off of it by writing this long column documenting who you are and how great you are at your job. By apologizing, you just say, I'm sorry. And
just say, yeah, I made a joke that didn't land.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that's all. That's what he's trying to do is lightweight flirting with her. He tried to make a joke didn't land, and that's all you got. I think once you start going down the other direction of trying to say, mm-hmm. this is not who I am and blah, blah, and all this, like people, then it's just like, yo, you tried at a joke. It didn't work. It didn't land. And, you know, I'm sorry for that. I hope she accepts my apology.
Well, the president weighed in on Caitlin Clark yesterday and took to Twitter to say that she should be paid what she deserves. What do you think of that?
I mean, we need to stop it. Like, what does that mean? Like, yeah, she's getting paid what she deserves in the WNBA. I mean, that's just the way it is. She'll make more money. I guarantee if she goes overseas and plays, she'll make more money over there. The Big Three offered her money, so we need to stop with this. We have this conversation all the time. Women's sports don't bring in a ton of money other than the U.S. women's soccer team when it's some type of, event that the country's getting behind.
Yeah, I think it's kind of a thing, though, now in general where it's that word deserves. Like, this could be Ask a Boomer, maybe, but it used to be you're paid what you were, what you earned.
Yeah, but that's not the same no more.
And if you weren't earning enough, it would inspire you to work harder so that you could earn more.
Yeah, but that's not the world we live in, Greg.
Now I feel like there's an expectation. Mm-hmm. That you automatically deserve, whether it's from a business or from the government, to be paid X.
No,
Don't think Caitlin Clark deserves to be paid more, though? Like, I don't care if it's the WNBA, the NBA, soccer. I don't care what sport we're talking about. If you are the face of anything, I think that you deserve to be paid something.
Where do they get the money from if they don't have it, though?
Okay, so what about the commissioner for the WNBA? How much do they make? I'd love to find out, because I'm sure as hell it's over $76,000.
But I think the her salary in the WNBA isn't like a fair judgment, because didn't she also get a like 8-figure deal from Nike?
Yes, but we got to be separate about that.
Yeah, but if the WNBA doesn't have the money to give her, then they can't pay her. They simply can't. Like,
hey, Roger, she deserves it. But yeah, Roger Goodell,
it's like when it's just, it's unfortunate thinking, and it's really, it's like, you don't go to a company right out of college, mm-hmm. which is what she's doing.
Yeah.
And deserve to be paid anything.
No, but I was making 20 grand out of it. I was making 20 grand out of college.
Right. Somebody might have said to you, hey, you deserve to be making more. No, but that's not life.
Roger Goodell made more money than Tom Brady every year for the final 5 years of his career. Roger Goodell made more money than Patrick Mahomes up until last season.
It's a bit different, though, when I just looked it up. The WNBA commissioner, $3 million annually.
Right. I mean, I'm looking at a story that says they don't know it. It's not public, but other CEOs make around $3 million. Engelbert.
But it's not that she deserves anything. She hasn't done nothing in the WNBA.
Right. Well, that's she's already brought a ton of eyes to the draft.
Do you think she deserves more than Jackie Young?
I think she's done more for the sport already.
But it's right. Unfortunately, we got to take a break.
Well, you brought it up.
We will get to the rest. It's the GD clock.
I love it.
I have no control over it. I got to stick to it. I deserve to be paid more because we're sticking to the clock.
Amen. You are underpaid. We can all agree there.
Holy cow. I mean, I'm being told I'm one of the most influential people in Boston now. Right. Is Sam Kennedy higher on me on that list than I am?
Don't worry. I'm printing it as we speak.
Wiggy's the highest.
No. I like what I get paid. I don't complain.
Okay, we will get to the Red Sox front office report with Sam Kennedy next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.